Now, drug dealers and other gangsters are getting an easier time of it because we don't have the National Crime Agency operating fully in Northern Ireland. That's the claim from the DUP yesterday. Geoffrey Donaldson is with us today. Good morning to you, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin with us as well. Morning, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what are you saying here, Geoffrey? Why does this matter?
Well, Stephen, to give you an example that I'm sure your listeners will relate to, you will be aware that in the last couple of weeks, the Irish state authorities apprehended a boat that was off the shores of the Republic of Ireland, and it contained a massive amount of cannabis that was to be brought into the UK market via the Republic of Ireland. Now, this is evidence that organised criminal gangs see Northern Ireland as an open backdoor into the UK, because we don't have the National Crime Agency fully operating here. And, of course, the NCA are tasked with tackling organised crime.
Well, it's a big claim, Geoffrey. They see us as an open back door. Where on earth are you getting that from?
Well, because, Stephen, we know that not just in this case, and it was the Irish police, not me, who said that this drugs haul was destined for the UK market. The Irish police have also said that they are concerned about not just the drugs that are coming in through the Republic into Northern Ireland bound for Great Britain, but also human trafficking. That there is strong evidence, and the PS&I have backed this up, that this trade in human misery, that women are being brought from Eastern Europe into the Republic of Ireland through Northern Ireland and then trafficked into Great Britain. Again, because the National Crime Agency is not operating in Northern Ireland, we lack the ability to tackle this organised crime. That means...
But it doesn't say much, Geoffrey. Gerry, I'll come to you in a second, but it doesn't say much about the PS&I, does it, if you're saying we're an open back door in Northern Ireland?
Well, Stephen, the PS&I has, of course, a role to play, but the National Criminal Crime Agency is an overarching agency that deals with organised crime at a strategic level. Now, the PS&I is stretched already in terms of its resources, and you've had debates on your programme about the PS&I's capacity to deal even with the issues that they need to deal with at the moment. They just don't have the resources to do the job of the National Crime Agency as well as to do their own job. So, of course, they do their best. But this is international organised crime we're talking about, Stephen. It's not just the local paramilitary organisations dressed up as a criminal gang.
And of course, you lot are blocking it, Gerry Kelly.
Well, it's interesting that Geoffrey should use the example of the huge fine. I think it was 100 million worth of cocaine off the coast of Cork, because it shows a perfect example of the NCA, the PS&I and the Garda working together to apprehend those who were involved in this. The issue, and that proves that it works, and it proves that, you know, and I notice Geoffrey quite rightly has said that the NCA are operating in the north. The issue is quite a straightforward one. The issue is that under Patton, all police officers should be accountable to, when they are in the north of Ireland, accountable to the police board and the other accountability mechanisms. Now, if the NCA had not asked for and brought in legislation to have the power of a police officer, or if they had taken the power of a police officer but had accepted within the legislation that they had the same accountability as any other police officer, then this issue could have been sorted out a long time ago. And by the way, was pointed out at the time, was raised at the time, and the British Home Secretary Theresa Villiers rejected.
So this is about accountability, Geoffrey Donaldson.
Well, the Chief Constable has said that he's satisfied that when the NCA operates in Northern Ireland, they can be accountable through his organisation and to the policing board. And
they aren't accountable yesterday, we had the I'm actually on the policing board at the moment, Geoffrey.
We had the SCLP.
I sat on the policing board. You sat on the policing board. The fact is, and here's a fact, right, under the legislation, read it, they are not accountable as police officers to the policing board.
Well, I disagree with that, and the Chief Constable is satisfied that if the NCA operate in Northern Ireland, that there is an acceptable degree of accountability. But you see, this is the problem, Stephen. My concern is the young people on our streets whose lives are being destroyed by drugs. My concern is the women who are being subjected to absolute misery because of human trafficking. My concern is that the people who are responsible for that are held to account. Jerry Kelly's concern is that those whose job it is to enforce the law, to apprehend those who trade in this human misery, are held to account. I think the people will see where the right priority is.
Actually, Geoffrey, and you were on the policing board and you did send up the pattern, so you agreed with
that. Well, we didn't. We actually voted against patents.
Well, then there we come to the nub of it, because you want to go back to the old law, you see, where there was no accountability.
That is stuff and nonsense, and you're revealing...
Well, let's let him finish his point, Geoffrey.
The fact is that we can have both. We can have a police service, which is, and you've said this yourself, and so have I, one of the best police services we've had after Patton. The accountability mechanisms assisted. Incidentally, they are taking the example of the accountability mechanisms in the north and bringing them in south and into other police services. So they think that accountability is important, and you can still do that. In fact, you will be better at doing that job because there is an accountability mechanisms watching that.
Well, I think that Sinn Féin are dancing on the head of a pin on this. They're trying to evade the fact that what we need here is an overarching strategic approach. And that is what the National Crime Agency is about. The Chief Constable is satisfied that there is sufficient accountability in the current mechanisms to enable the NCA to operate in Northern Ireland. And if the Chief Constable is satisfied with that, so am I, because
well,
my priority,
of the RUC
my priority
here, with no accountability mechanism.
Is, well, Jerry, I let you finish your point, you let me finish mine.
Okay.
The reality is this, that the NCA are not able to operate fully in Northern Ireland at the moment. And as a consequence of that, since the NCA was established, there have not been localised operations in Northern Ireland against organised crime in the way that there were previously under SOCA, the Serious Organised.
Yeah, but Geoffrey Donaldson, I'm trying to understand what operate fully actually means. What are they able to do across the water that they can't do here?
Well, they're able to engage in operations alongside the local police forces, Stephen. They can't do that in Northern Ireland. Ironically, and Jerry pointed this out, they're able to work alongside the Garda and did so successfully in apprehending that shipment of cocaine, but they can't do the same in Northern Ireland because right now Sinn Féin and the SDLP have blocked the application of the legislation to Northern Ireland. And the minister, in responding yesterday in the House of Commons, said that this meant that in certain circumstances it would have devastating consequences. Her words, not mine. And therefore, I think that Sinn Féin and the SDLP at least are moving in the right direction. They indicated that they welcomed the assurances that had been given in terms of accountability. I don't see why Sinn Féin can't do the same. And instead of focusing in on this, what we really need to be focusing in on is the fact that organised crime is on the increase, that we lack the capacity to deal with
And the result
of that is young people, women and others are facing misery and their lives are being destroyed.
Well, let me say this. First of all, in the first instance, this can be sorted out with a stroke of a pen by the British Home Secretary by saying that in terms of the issues which are devolved, that they will be accountable to the accountability mechanisms which were long argued out. But let me see. Here's the important question. And I've asked this of the Chief Constable as well as others. Is there any area where the PSNI and the NCA will not cooperate? In other words, will they not hand over information that the PSNI can act upon? Is there any area whatsoever where there is a complaint that the NCA have withdrawn information which the PSNI could use and in their operations? And the answer to that is no. What we're trying to protect is an abuse of power. Simple. I'm not saying that it is being abused. I will tell you that it has been abused in the past and what the accountability mechanisms are for. And if you look south where the accountability mechanisms were not strong enough, you can see what happened there as well. And they are now shifting through the dial to use these examples.
Is this one of the items on the agenda of the talks as well, Jerry?
Well,
is this on the talks?
As far as I'm concerned, the talks agenda should be open. So if people want to raise it, I'm more than willing to.
How are the talks going?
The DUP haven't turned up. to work out a work program so that we can move the whole process forward. But we're up and ready. We have done a number of meetings. It is the DUP who are holding the show up. They're showboating. They don't want to turn up the plenary. They don't want to work out a, you know, if you have a negotiation.
The DUP have been having bilaterals, Geoffrey Johnson, have they not?
Well, they haven't had it with us.
Well, they certainly have. Stephen, they've met the Secretary of State, they've discussed the agenda.
Have you met Sinn Féin?
They have met all of the political parties, as far as I'm aware.
Well, they haven't met Sinn
Féin. And the DUP absolutely wants to see this process moving forward.
Hold on a second, this is really serious, actually. Gerry Kelly, are you telling me we've had the talks for a week now and the DUP still haven't met Sinn Féin?
That's precisely what I'm saying. And it's not only that, just to be clear about this. If you want the negotiation process, and Geoffrey has been through a number of these along with myself, then what you deal with is a plenary which says, okay, here's the agenda, here's the series of meetings, here's the time frame we're trying to work within, and then upon that, since everybody's agreed that, you then work, and because I'm not against bilaterals. You have the bilaterals and you do all that.
Sometimes...
But that is not happening because the DUP will not let it.
So sometimes after a Wednesday night TV show, I get tired on a Thursday morning and I think I'm hearing things, right? So are you telling me, just to clarify this, Gerry, are you telling me that we're a week into these talks now and the DUP still haven't engaged with Sinn Féin?
We have not done a bilateral with the DUP. We are looking a plenary so that we can work out what exactly we're doing in these talks.
Have you been in a room with them at all?
Pardon?
Have you been in a room with them at all during these talks?
Look, let's be very clear about this. We have Storm and Castle, where the First and Deputy First Minister are. You know, trying to even get a meeting there is quite difficult.
Geoffrey Johnson, people in Northern Ireland some people in Northern Ireland are hoping that these talks will actually result in a deal. Will actually result in some progress. And now we're hearing that the DUP haven't even met Sinn Féin.
Well, that's simply not true, Stephen, and I refute that. The DUP has given Sinn Féin a paper with a number of proposals, which is more than Sinn Féin has done for us. We're the only party that has put proposals on the table. Well, incidentally...
Well, you must have posted it, because Gerry's saying you haven't met them.
Deputy First Minister were in Wales yesterday, and during...
Have there been meetings at the talks, Geoffrey Donaldson, between Sinn Féin and the DUP? Because if there have been, I don't know, somebody must have been sleeping, because Sinn Féin are saying this morning it hasn't happened.
Well, Stephen, you should have listened to what Gerry Kelly had said more carefully. He said they wanted the plenary first. We are more than happy to have a bilateral with Sinn Féin. We've offered to have
Gerry
a bilateral.
Gerry Kelly has said that Sinn Féin and the DUP have not engaged.
We have. That is not true, Stephen. That is absolutely untrue.
Well,
and I
be clear, Stephen.
I refute it.
When Geoffrey says that a paper was given to us, that is true. And it was a paper on a single subject where they are trying to avoid putting all the rest of the subjects on it. This is no way to do negotiations. And he knows, he has the experience himself, and what you do is you work out a work plan, you decide what goes on the agenda, and I'm very much for an open agenda. If people want to bring different things on, you mentioned the NCA earlier on, etc. But we have to come to a conclusion, this is what we're going to be talking about, and here's how we...
Right, so it's not looking good for these talks, Gerry Kelly, is it?
From what,
it's not looking good so far, is it, if you're saying that they won't engage with you?
Well, I'm saying up to now that there has been no bilateral or plenary. There's no bilateral with us and there's been no plenary. And I'm saying that these are necessary to try and get somewhere in these talks. But we are still up. We are still up, just to be very clear about this. We are still up for these talks. We want them to work. We have gone through this.
Well, how long are you going to wait for them to turn up?
Well, that's another question. We'll just have to assess that as it goes.
Geoffrey Johnson, I thought your party was willing to engage in these talks.
And Stephen, we are, and I'm sorry, but you know, you're trying to make something out of nothing here. The DUP is fully engaged. The DUP meets with Sinn Féin virtually every day of the week, bar the weekend. Let's be absolutely clear.
These talks don't happen every day of the week.
Let me finish, if you don't mind. We have engaged with Sinn Féin on welfare reform. We've engaged with them on the other issues as well. We've been involved, for example, on the parades issue. There have been ongoing discussions. We've been involved in facilitating
dialogue at local level.
The idea that we are not engaged on these issues is a nonsense.
I represent North Belfast. Where are these other discussions?
We've put a paper on the table for all of the parties to consider on what is the most critical and urgent and pressing issue, which is that of welfare reform. We will not be found wanting in terms of putting our proposals forward on other issues, Stephen. Let me be absolutely clear. We are in those discussions. We are participating in those discussions.
Well, Sinn Féin don't know you're there.
Sinn Féin have done while they want to talk about arranging the chairs around the table. We're putting proposals on the
table. I just wonder how many people will find it deeply irritating this morning that you two can't even agree whether you're there or not. Gerry Kelly's saying you're not there, and you're saying you are there.
We are there, Stephen, and we will be there today.
Geoffrey, where are these meetings taking place about legacy issues, parades, and all the rest of it? Where have they been taking place? You're saying that they're... I mean, I wasn't at them. I represent North Belfast.
Well,
tell me where they're happening, because they're happening outside of me. What has happened is that you have put a precondition down to the British Secretary of State, right? And you are trying to force them in to already dealing with a single parade instead of dealing with the overall issues that are involved there. That's what's happening.
Well, with all due respect, I think, and I don't want to get into a tit-for-tat here, because you're right, it does irritate people, Stephen. But, you know, there are a lot of issues that we want to have discussed that Sinn Féin have been blocking so far. But, you know, we will get down to the business. There are more meetings today. We will be moving this forward. Let's be absolutely clear, Stephen, there is no question of us not engaging on this issue.
With Sinn Féin?
With Sinn Féin and with all of the other parties and with the Secretary.
So can you tell me any day, any date, any meeting that you've had a plenary or a bilateral with Sinn Féin over the last week?
Well, Stephen, I pointed out that we're meeting Sinn Féin every day of the week at Stormont.
No, at these talks, at these special talks.
We offered to meet Sinn Féin in bilateral format, but they want to have a plenary session, first of all. So, you know, let's get the facts straight here.
No, but the facts are this. You meet Sinn Féin every day of the week, is what you're saying.
Yes.
If that is true, then you wouldn't need these special talks. The First Minister of this country, your boss, has said there is a need for these talks. Gerry Kelly is stating publicly this morning, which is a revelation to me, if it's true, that the DUP have not met Sinn Féin even once during these talks. You're refuting it, so give me any example of a meeting that has happened. Or are you all wearing Harry Potter invisibility cloaks? Meeting.
Stephen, I don't think we need to bring it down to that level.
Well, tell me one meeting.
I explained to you that the First Minister and Deputy First Minister were in Wales yesterday. And, you know, it's not as if they don't talk about these issues. We do want
But that's not the talks in Wales.
We have encouraged people to engage at local level.
They were meeting the Welsh First Minister.
Like
Can you give me one example of when the DUP have met Sinn Féin?
We'll get to those issues in due course. But right now, our focus is on resolving the problems at the moment in relation
to Gerry Kelly's right then.
The funding of
So Gerry Kelly's right. You haven't met Sinn Féin even once, because you can't give me an example. Not once during these talks have you met Sinn Féin. And people in Northern Ireland are waiting to see if the DUP and Sinn Féin and other parties can come up with a compromise, a breakthrough. And you haven't even met yet, Geoffrey.
That's not true, Stephen. And I've explained exactly what has happened.
Give me an example then. One second, Gerry. Give me an example, Geoffrey.
I have said to you that the First Minister and Deputy First Minister were in Wales yesterday.
In Wales?
And during that visit, they would have discussed a whole range of issues, and there is a pressing need, and we've met Sinn Féin many times, Stephen,
during these talks
and resolving the funding issues as they relate.
You haven't met.
Right now, that's the
You haven't met, have you? You haven't met. So Gerry's right. The DUP and Sinn Féin have not met in this process.
We have given,
you know, for you to suggest the First and Deputy First Minister while they're on a trip to Wales.
I have to interrupt here. I'm very sorry, but I said before I come on that I'm in the policing board now. I'm a half an hour late for the meeting. I'm going to have to go into it.
And Stephen, to wrap this up, we have given Sinn Féin a 10-page paper with a number of options on it. We're waiting for their response.
Gerry Kelly, final word from you.
Well, I mean, we're up for the talks. We want them to operate. I haven't heard from Martin after he seems to be insinuating that something happened in Wales. It wasn't where the talks were taking place, I have to say. This is into the second week. We haven't moved forward. The DUP are and putting down pre-conditions, which is something to do between them and the British government, and clearly has something to do with what's happening in North Belfast, and I don't know anything about it. I'd accept that they've had some sort of conversation around it and demands were made, but I don't know what that's happening. We can't even get it out of the Secretary of State.
So what chance have these talks got?
That needs to be answered. Pardon?
What chance have these talks got? And by the way, some of your electorate will be thinking, are you prepared just to sit there like someone in a restaurant where your date hasn't turned up?
And we are not prepared to sit there like someone in a restaurant where someone hasn't turned up. But what we are trying to do is do what's best for the people to try and get these issues on the table and get them sorted out and get them sorted out as soon as possible. And that means before Christmas. That's what we're trying to do. I'm sorry. I mean, I am late for...
Okay,
for
okay. All right. I'm going to have to go. Okay, Gerry Kelly, thank you. Geoffrey Donaldson, thank you.